We're joined this morning by Carla Akers, and we're going to be talking a little bit this morning about painting the town red. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. You want to tell folks who you're representing today?
Sure. I'm with the Cass County Home Care and Public Health.
Okay, very good. And we're going to talk a little bit about the color red. February is a good month to talk red, right?
Yes, it is. And it's, you know, red and the heart are very prominent in February.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a program that that you're working on right now to recognize February being Heart Disease Awareness Month, and the mayor signed a proclamation. You got a lot of people on board, and going to try to really make this a high-profile event.
Yeah, and we decided to take a little different route this year. I've done the traveling red dress for several years in a row, and I wanted to do something different. I wanted to actually be able to reach people with direct information about heart health. And the way we're doing that is by getting information out to businesses so they can share that information with their employees.
And this isn't the first time you've done this.
The first time we've done the red envelope and share the information with employees.
Okay. So you're expanding a little bit more this year. So what will they see? What will they find?
Well, the businesses that want to, we already have a few designated, but we're looking for other businesses to participate. They will contact us, and we will provide a large red envelope that will be full of community resources as far as education and programs that are available and preventative measures that are also available right here in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. And these things will help to share a lot of information that I suppose some of it probably we already know. We should understand some of these things because we've seen so much of it over the years. But, you know, there are always things that seem to pop up with regard to public health information, things that maybe we just hadn't considered before.
Yeah, and there's several programs that I've kind of combined into one to be an outreach to get this information available, and that's Go Red for Women, of course, and then the Million Hearts Campaign. And the Million Hearts Campaign is a nationwide campaign to prevent 1 million heart attacks in a 5-year period.
Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? Is it just awareness? I mean, people are more aware of the things to look for, so maybe they get the treatment or ask the question sooner?
I believe so. I think a lot of times people may or may not have the information, but they don't know where to start. Oftentimes, we just either need somebody to help guide us down the right path, or we need to know what's available within our community that we can link up for that support mm-hmm. and information. And probably the biggest part of this campaign is to make people aware of heart attack warning signs.
Now, when you say heart attack warning signs, I think a lot of folks start to understand some of the pain in the jaw, the pain down the arm type thing, tightness in the chest. Mm-hmm. But we can do some things to help ourselves long before we ever run into those symptoms.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oftentimes, these are hereditary things that are against us to begin with as we age. But if we are active and we eat a healthy diet and we have also a better set frame of mind, because there's the emotional part of that too, and reduce stress in our life, those are some things that we can do as individuals. One thing I wanted to point out, I don't think people always realize, they think that heart attack is like sudden and intense, but there's also a heart attack that comes on slowly, and it's just a discomfort. And those are oftentimes what women experience. And they think, oh, I'll just sit down and I'll feel better. I just need a minute, because they've got so much they have to do. And the next thing they know, it's taking them down. So that's what we need to be more aware of, is not just the sudden stabbing pain, but also that uncomfortable little bit of irritant that just won't go away.
And that's an important point, too. We can't just always treat men and women the same when it comes to some of those health issues and things. They might affect us a little bit differently. You can't just assume that one set of symptoms is going to cover everything. And to work hard on those things ahead of time. And I know folks are saying, yeah, right, eat better, exercise, cut stress. I can't. I'm too busy. I'm running around for work. And that means I have to maybe not eat healthily. I can't stop and exercise. And stress is always there. There's nothing I can do about it. How do you answer those folks?
I tell them to start small. I think being aware and taking one small step at a time. You know that old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's how you do it. And that's the same with being healthy. Choose one small thing that you can do for yourself this week. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, say, I'm going to add fruit and vegetable to my diet all this week. Mm-hmm. And once you've accomplished that and you've got a little victory, then you go on to something else. You continue that you started, but then say, oh, during my work time, I'm going to take 10 minutes and just walk around the office, or go outside when it's nice and walk. And that can be broken down into three times a day, and you've all of a sudden got 30 minutes worth of exercise in your day.
Yeah. And it was pretty easy to fit that in, too. And not only that, but you'll find maybe some ancillary benefits, too, because so many people talk about doing little things like that to maybe lose some weight or tone up a little bit as we get a little bit older. But, you know, if you start doing some of those things, you'll find those things might happen, too. But, you know, maybe, for example, you'll sleep a little bit better at night. Maybe you don't sleep well, and there are some issues there too. Well, some of these things are common things that will help a lot of different ailments.
Yeah, you remember when you were a little kid, your mom always told you to go outside and play. You know why she did? Because she wanted you to sleep better at night. So, yeah, I think we've become kind of an inactive society with everything that's being done and made available for us. So it is a little harder and a little more difficult for us to see the need for that because everything's just placed before us. And so many, we really do have some great resources here in Cass County with the Community Transformation Grant. And they've been working with the restaurant owners mm-hmm. on providing smaller plates, smaller portions, and that kind of thing. And the restaurants around here have been awesome about wanting to produce a healthy meal also.
There's been a lot more awareness about those types of issues, too, and that's got to help the overall effort here. Well, let's talk specifically again about this Heart Disease Awareness Month effort that you have going. So what can folks do out there if they're listening thinking, okay, I might want to get involved in something like that? What do they need to do? What can they do?
Well, there's a couple of websites they could go to, the Go Red for Women or the American Heart Association websites. They can call me at 712-243-7443, or Melissa Stark is also helping me, and her phone number is 712-243-8006. They can go to the participating businesses. There'll be magnetic hearts that have the warning signs of heart attack that they could put on the refrigerator. The mayor has proclaimed this Friday, February 1st, is the National Go Red Day. So that's a day designated to wear red to be awareness. But also the mayor has proclaimed every Friday as Go Red Day, so you can wear red at your workplaces. And like I said, contact me, and I'll get you some information for your employees. You can go into those businesses that will have the cling on their window and ask them if they could look through their envelope, and they'll probably be more than happy to share that information in there, because we have great resources from Hy-Vee, Cass County Memorial Hospital, the Public Health Department, Iowa State University, the Transformation Grant, and the YMCA. So we have great resources if you're wanting to know. You could even go to one of those businesses and ask them for the information.
Sure. Well, strength in numbers. You've got an awful lot of agencies involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the whole deal, was to collaborate, because we're all trying to do something healthy, and I felt like if we could all pull together and concentrate on one effort, it would be great for all of us.
Well, and then, yeah, again, the nice thing is when you start talking about laying out goals for something like this, you're not really talking so much about goals for you. You're talking about goals for the community, for society at large.
Yeah, I think everybody realizes that we applied for the Blue Zone mm-hmm. project, and we didn't get that. But, you know, there's a group of people that haven't stopped working mm-hmm. for a healthier community. We just have a great workforce here that has really put forth effort to add trails and healthy meals and a beautiful YMCA. And we definitely in Atlantic are a very progressive community and really do want to be a healthy community.
You don't necessarily need to be linked up with a program to institute a lot of the main themes that help to get you those goals anyway. So this is one of those. If you'd like to know more, again, just look for that information out and about. Look for those businesses that are participating. If you own or manage a business and would like to get involved, can they call you?
Yes, I would love them to call me. Again, my number is 712-243-7443. Call and ask for Carla Akers, and I'll get you the information.
Great. Carla, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.